Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast. I should pop up on Spotify. Also, you can type in Mark Parham on YouTube and Rumble, and I should pop up there too. So I've been seeing, a lot of different reports on the election. They've been showing polls where Donald Trump is up. He's up with some voters, and they're showing Biden and how he's doing in the polls and stuff like that. And my question is, how is this election even this close? Maybe it's mainstream media, putting out propaganda and, sort of acting like Biden stands a chance. But how are things this close? And I'm not saying that Biden is up in the polls and doing so well in the swing states, but who actually supports Biden right now? Because anybody who's looking at what's going on in the country, anybody who's, seen what's happening with jobs, with our border, with just everything in America, with the wars and different things like that, like, how could they still support this president? I mean, Biden has been an absolute disaster. And, you look at Biden and I'm saying to myself, like, who was worse? George W. Bush or Biden? I remember Bush caught a lot of flack back in, in the 2000s with the wars and different things like that in the economy. But Biden is, just doing a horrible job also. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the cities, if you look at crime, if you look at the border, if you look at the economy, even though they keep on saying, oh, well, the economic numbers are better than expected. You notice how they always put that stuff out every time it's, time for the election or when he's campaigning. All of a sudden, the numbers are doing so great and the economy is turning around. They always put out those stories in mainstream liberal media. Whenever he's having trouble with voters and stuff, they'll say, oh, well, the economy is growing and this and that. And, I don't believe it because, I mean, look at these cities. These cities and stuff, you have people complaining about not getting jobs. You have crime that's going up in certain places. So, again, things just doing so well in the economy. Why is crime so high? Why are people trying to steal stuff? Why are people trying to break into homes and stuff like that? So things can't be going as well as Biden is, the Biden, I say, media networks are putting out. MSDNC, MSNBC, but it's I call it MSDNC, and CNN. Those media networks always put out these favorable stories for Biden. And I don't see how things can be so close. I can't see how, because I saw some number where it's like, oh, well, 45% of people or 48% of people are supporting Donald Trump and 45% are supported by some mess like that. And I'm like, who are these people? I mean, even if you're a person that doesn't follow politics, we were doing so much better under Trump. Asians were doing better under Trump, black people, white people. Hispanic people, I don't see how anybody could go to the polls to vote for this guy. I really think they put out these fake numbers to, encourage, I don't know, to maybe encourage Democrats or something. I don't know, but I don't see how anybody could be voting for this man. And, I even looked at, I think they had a fundraiser a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and it was Obama and Bill Clinton. And, say what you want about Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton wasn't even this bad. Bill Clinton had his problems with keeping his zipper up, but if you look at the state of America right now, even under Clinton, it wasn't this bad. And I would even go as far, and I know people are going to disagree with me, but say even Obama, even under Obama, it was not this bad. Now, some people are going to disagree with me because they don't like Obama, but that's my opinion. And so, how Biden has any supporters right now amazes me. It really does. I mean, especially you look at, California, where they're having problems with squatters. And, that's all because, let's keep it real, folks in California just vote Democrat every year. Let's have a Democrat. Let's have a Democrat. Let's have a Democrat. And then they'll complain about, crime and all these things. So it just, like I said, I don't know how these people support Biden and the Democrats. It truly amazes me because I don't care if you're a hardcore Democrat. if you turn on the news or you walk around the streets of San Francisco, and you say to yourself, well, you know what, something needs to change. I mean, that should be the first thing you're saying in your mind. And maybe let me try something new. Like maybe we should try a Republican or something. But these Democrats, they'll complain about crime, they'll complain about squatters, and then they'll go to the voting booth and still pick the Democrats. It's amazing. I don't know what's going to change these folks' minds. And I guess some people are just a Democrat to the end. I guess some people, they don't care if their city looks like, you know, just a crime-ridden utopia. Some people, I guess, they're just going to, as long as the person has a D by their name, they're okay. Because I don't see how anybody who has an IQ of more than 2 could support Joe Biden right now. And Kamala Harris, in my opinion, doesn't help either. They try to put Kamala Harris out there to get the black vote. And I mean, it's just phony. And even black people are seeing through it. So that's just my opinion. I don't know how Biden is even close in the polls. I mean, this thing should be, Biden should be like really underperforming. But that's just my opinion. Again, let me know what you think in the comment section. And then also, please like or share this podcast. Thank you.